We're going to continue the 5 o'clock hour now by welcoming a very special guest into the studio. Teresa Fang is a student at East Chapel Hill High School. We visited with her at the end of the summer, before the school year, or just as the school year started, when she was telling us about a documentary film contest that she planned on entering. And she entered it, and she won, and she's back to talk about it now. Teresa, thank you so much for making the time to come in.
Hi, Andrew. Thank you so much for having me back in the radio station.
Really glad you could make it in, and you are here for the 5:30 interview because you just straight up had school today. First day back after spring break. How was it?
Well, everyone's still kind of tired, which is to be expected, to be honest. But other than that, we're getting back on track. Everything's pretty well, and we expect to be back in the study grind pretty soon.
Yeah, I would expect so. You're also kind of on that home stretch of the school year now. Before we get into documentary, how's the school year been?
Well, the school year started off pretty messy because we had a new principal, a new administration, everything. But other than that, it's pretty much the same as last year, I think. Everything has really started to click back into place, especially after the pandemic. Everyone's really, like, easing back. No face masks anymore, so everyone, we can see each other's faces, and everything is well.
And you're a 10th grader, is that right?
Yes, I'm a sophomore.
So this is, like, your first, like, regular non-pandemic high school year, right?
True, yes.
Does it feel any different? Did last year feel more like a transition since it, like, started in pandemic and then continued pandemic? Does this feel different to you?
Yes, this year totally feels different. Last year was more like a easing back into school from pandemic. We, like I said earlier, we were all wearing face masks. It was like the law to wear a face mask. But now everybody has seen each other's faces and we know each other now, so it's all good.
It's the voice of Teresa Fang. She goes to East Chapel Hill High School. She also makes documentary films, and that's what we're really here to talk about. So let's get into that. When you visited us last at the end of the summer and the beginning of the school year, you were talking about wanting to form a club and put a documentary out there. So, and here we are talking about you winning a documentary contest. So let's fill in the blanks. What has that aspect of the year been like as you were kind of planning out this documentary project and then making it happen?
Well, it's very hard to actually, one of the main obstacles of doing competition like this, especially a documentary competition, is to figure out a topic that you think will actually win, that you think will be relevant and will touch the hearts of a lot of people who watch it.
And you also have to figure that out early enough to make the actual documentary, right?
Yeah.
So what was that process like earlier in the year?
Luckily for me, because I actually got the topic, we had the pandemic, and after we got out of the pandemic, there was inflation. And this was a big issue, especially because it hit home for a lot of us, especially families. As we can see, like, in our gas stations, the prices are still rising. Oh, they're coming down now, but they were astronomically high before. So, whenever we go to groceries, we see that the food maybe has, like, tripled or doubled in price. And those are the really obvious signs of inflation that we see around in our daily lives, and I just decided to tackle that.
So once you decided to tackle that, what was the method? You got inflation, and I want to do a documentary about it. And I'll be honest, like, inflation doesn't sound like a very exciting topic. So how do you liven that up? What was your approach?
To be honest, there's a lot of young people who don't understand inflation or anything about economics in particular. Or it's very hard to get young people to get politically active, especially in local government. But I do think that getting active in local government is the first step to really becoming more knowledgeable about what we're doing in our government. Because every single small thing that the government does, it affects tens of hundreds of thousands of millions of people all around the nation. And that includes young people like us. So we should definitely know what is going on around our country and our community. So I chose this topic, and then I went around to our local government first. So I asked, I interviewed Flyleaf, the owner of Flyleaf Books, Miss Jamie Fiocco. And then the planning commission chair of our town of Chapel Hill, Mr. John Mitchell. I'm actually the youth liaison to the planning commission from the Chapel Hill Youth Council. So he was very helpful in explaining what was going on locally. And I also interviewed a Duke professor who really gave me like the behind the scenes of what's really going on. And I really owe it to them for showing me how inflation really worked, because I'm not an expert. I don't think any other high schooler is an expert. So one of my goals by doing this documentary was to really inform young people in a way that they can understand.
That makes a lot of sense. I remember being in high school and kind of purposely avoiding understanding things like that. It's like one of those things where you start to hear about it and it's just like, oh, this is really seems boring. And then you check out and then, you know, you get to a point where you're an adult and suddenly think, hey, this is affecting me really, really immediately now. I need to know more about it. To your point, the circumstance that we sort of found ourselves in culturally in the last year made it so that it was, you know, as a high school student, you're noticing that whether you want to or not. You know, if you're going to the store or if you're going to the gas station, you're seeing that immediately. And when you have a very limited income as a teenager and a high school student, that income doesn't go nearly as far as it used to. How much of that plan was in advance where you're like, these are the three types of voices I want to get to help explain this to my peer group? And how much of it kind of evolved as you started to get into the interview process?
Well, usually whenever I start on a documentary, there's always a three-step process versus explaining the problem. The first step is introducing the problem and then explaining the problem and then figuring out like potential solutions. And from an inflation kind of standpoint, there's really three types of levels you can talk about with inflation. Like first you have local and then state, federal. And that was what I was kind of hoping to accomplish by interviewing three different people from these levels.
Right. So you've got sort of a framework for how to approach this large and difficult problem. Makes a lot of sense. That's the voice of Teresa Fang. She's a student at East Chapel Hill High, and she recently won the East Region Student Cam Student Documentary Competition from C-SPAN. And you can find all those results by going to studentcam.org. What was that like? So you got all this interview content. You had the footage. What happens next?
So the hardest part comes next, I would say. It's putting together all of these interviews. Because when you have an interview, it's not normally like only 2 minutes long. You have to search through the entire interview and figure out which parts you really need. So that's the part that is really time consuming. But afterwards, when you get it done, or maybe you could have done like a plan beforehand, you can just get the right parts, get the right timestamps for the interviews that you need and put them together. And that's really the hard part, kind of. That part took me maybe like a few weeks.
And I know you have experience putting together documentaries in the past, but still with this one, was there a moment where you're like, okay, this is definitely going to work? Or was there a little bit of a gray area at the beginning where you were feeling it out? I guess I'm asking, did you have any moments that were kind of like aha moments, like now I know what this documentary is going to look like, or now I know I really need to focus on this thing? Did you have any points in the process like that?
Well, before I started my documentary, I also watched a lot of documentaries before this, especially award-winning ones, mainly related to economics and politics, because that was what I was really tackling. Those were all very simple to start off, because it's really the beginning that's kind of easy, but then the hard part really comes in the afterward part. So as soon as I started my documentary, I thought, wow, this actually looked like a real documentary. I kind of got the ball rolling, and I was like, I had a good idea of what I wanted to do.
So walk me through the process after you submitted. Like, I'm sure there was a lengthy waiting period. Was it something that was on your mind while after you submitted the documentary, or was it sort of like that happened and then I'll revisit it when I find results?
When I submit something for a competition or anything really, I just let it sit for a little while until it's really like coming back to me, or like anybody has sent me any emails. That's when I really start to worry about it. So as a competition announcements were the announcement day, which was March 15th, it was coming up. And I remember I kept on waking up throughout the night because I was kind of nervous. Because first place has been my dream for a lot of years. I've been doing this competition for 4 years since my middle school teacher, Ms. Erin Kellis. She taught me social studies in middle school. So she was the one who really introduced me to this competition. I ended up doing it for 4 years. So it's pretty impactful to my life. And first place had always been my dream. So maybe that's why I kept on waking up throughout the night to check the website.
What was it like when you actually got the news?
I was really happy. First place is a big deal. And I was really glad to finally attain this and finally get some glory back to our Chapel Hill, to my school, to all of my previous teachers. And I'm thankful for everyone who has helped me.
This is an easy question to answer after the fact, but how proud of you are this work? Like, let's say you hadn't won. How would you feel about this documentary if you hadn't won?
If I hadn't won, I'd feel very sad. Maybe I would cry.
Would you still stand by the work, though, right? You still feel good about the actual product that you were able to produce?
Yes. I always feel very confident about my work because I only submit my work when I feel very confident about it. So, of course, when I submitted it, I knew I was going to win. Like, my motto is always look forward. And whatever happens back then, that's the past. You can do better.
Love the confidence there. And, of course, you did win. So what happens next? What does that actually mean?
So when you win first place, you'll get $3,000 for yourself and $500 for the school. So I will definitely have that $500 sent to my school. And I believe it'll be used for maybe social studies because that's what the competition really tackles. It is a social issues competition for students. So maybe the school will use it, and maybe, like, I'm hoping that my win this year will encourage other high schoolers, not only at my school, but maybe in our whole district, to really do more and to participate in this competition, because it really opens your eyes to social issues, especially in our community. And I think that's what high schoolers really need right now.
I noticed that there were some middle schoolers that also got place and honorable mention from the school district. Did you have any interaction with them while they were working on theirs?
I didn't have any interaction with them, but I do believe, because they were from the same middle school that I went to, Smith Middle School, and they were under the tutelage of my teacher, Ms. Kellis. And since Ms. Kellis was the one who introduced me to the competition first 4 years ago, she was also the one who introduced the competition to them. I think it's like a school-wide tradition kind of almost at this point. So she told me that she has showed my documentaries to the middle schoolers a lot, so maybe they've been watching that. I did notice that the views for my past documentaries were like increasing, so maybe I was thinking it was maybe them.
Well, I'm sure that once now that you've got the win under your belt too, people are going to be going back and finding that content for sure. It's the voice of Teresa Fang. She is an award-winning documentary filmmaker, also a student at East Chapel Hill High. And oh my goodness, it's already 5:49. We got to wrap up. Is there anything you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
I want to thank all of the people who accepted my interviews, because I know that getting a lot of interviews is very hard these days. And they've been very helpful to me. They've been caring. And I want to thank the Planning Commission people. As I said earlier, I'm the youth liaison for them. So I'm not really well-versed in government, but they've always been very kind and like helping me to participate and asking me questions, like telling me what's going on, what this plan is or anything. So that's partially why I am so like involved with our local community, I think. And I hope to continue doing this, and I will definitely keep my documentary club at school going and hope for the best.
Teresa Fang, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.